Soap, said Dogger. It's called soap. Not like neighbours, this one is useful. You wash with it. He sighed. Vigorous movements of the wet flannel over parts of your body, he went on. It's a novel idea, I know. And this is the bath, he added. And this is the sink. And this is called a lavatory. I explained about it before.
It is smaller than the bath, Erdan complained mildly.
Yes, nevertheless. And these are towels to dry you. And this is a toothbrush, and this is a razor. He hesitated. You remember, he said, when I put you in the seraglio of the Emir of the White Mountain? I'm pretty certain you had a wash and a shave then. This is just like that.
Where are the houris?
There are no houris. You have to do it yourself. A train screamed past, rattling the scrubbing brush into the wash basin. Erdan growled. It's just a train, said Dogger. A box to travel in. It won't hurt you. Just don't try to kill one. 10 minutes later, Dogger sat listening to Erdan singing, although that in itself wasn't the problem. It was a sound you could imagine floating across sunset taiga. Water dripped off the light fitting, but that wasn't the problem. The problem was Nikki. It usually was. He was going to meet her after work at the House of Tofu. He was horribly afraid that Erdan would come with him. This was not likely to be good news. His stock with Nikki was bumping on the bottom even before last night, owing to an ill-chosen remark about black stockings last week, when he was still on probation for what he'd said ought to be done with mime artists. Nikki liked new men, although the term was probably out of date now. Jesus, he'd taken the Guardian to keep up with her, and got another black mark when he said its children's page read exactly like someone would write if they set out to do a spoof Guardian children's page. Erdan wasn't a new man. She was bound to notice him. She had a sort of radar for things like that. He had to find a way to send him back.
I want to drink your blood, said Skung from behind the sofa.
Oh, shut up. He tried some positive thinking again. It is absolutely impossible that a fictional character I created is having a bath upstairs. It's hallucinations caused by overwork. Of course I don't feel mad, but I wouldn't, would I? He's a projection. That's right. I've been going through a bad patch lately. Basically, since I was about 10. And Erdan is just a projection of the sort of macho thingy I secretly want to be. Nikki said I wrote the books because of that. She said I can't cope with the real world. So I turned all the problems into monsters and invented a character that could handle them. Erdan is how I cope with the world. I never realized it myself. So all I need do is be positive, and he won't exist. He eyed the pile of manuscript on the table. I wonder if Conan Doyle had this sort of problem. Perhaps he was just sitting down to tea when Sherlock Holmes knocked at the door, still dripping wet from the Richtoven Falls or whatever, and then started hanging around the house making clever remarks until Doyle trapped him between pages again. He half rose from his chair. That was it. All he had to do was rewrite the... Erdan pushed open the door.
Oh, he said,
and then stuck his little, relatively little, finger in one wet ear and made a noise like a cork coming out of a bottle. He was wearing a bath towel. Somehow he looked neat, less scared. Amazing what hot water could do, Dogger decided.
All my clothes, they prickle, he said cheerfully.
Did you try washing them? Said Dogger weakly.
They dry all solid like wood, said Erdan. I pray for clothes like God's mighty Kevin.
None of mine would fit, said Dogger. He looked at Erdan's shoulders. None of mine would half fit, he added. Anyway, you're not going anywhere. I give in. I'll rewrite the last chapter. You can go home. He beamed. This was exactly the right way. By taking the madness seriously, he could make it consume itself. All he need do was change the last page. He didn't even need to write another Erdan book. All he needed to do was to make it clear that Erdan was still alive somewhere. I'll write you some new clothes too, he said. Silly, isn't it? He went on. A big lad like you dying in an avalanche. You've survived much worse. He pulled the manuscript towards him. I mean, he burbled happily, don't you remember when you had to cross the Gribor Desert without water? And you... A hand like iron closed over his wrist, gently but firmly. Dogger remembered one of those science films which had showed an industrial robot capable of putting 2 tons of pressure on a point an eighth of an inch across, gently picking up an egg. Now his wrist knew how the egg felt.
I like it here, said Erdan.